Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price. Derek is the author of the Car Gazing column and also runs Green Shoot Media and Celebrate Hunt County in Greenville. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
I saw a story, and it's just a fascinating story, tragic story. But this was last month in the Houston area, and it's a Tesla crash. And what caught my attention, I was actually covering, producing news on that particular day, and what caught my attention was that police said there was no one in the driver's seat in this fatal crash in which two people were killed. One was in the passenger seat of the front seat of the car, and the other was in the back seat. And the investigating officers discerned that no one was driving the car, which raises all kinds of questions. And Tesla does have some sort of self-driving capability as of now in some of its cars. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yes, they have, like a lot of vehicles. You know, it's not just electric cars, but a lot of new cars nowadays, they have some level of the ability to drive themselves. And now, usually it's for a short period of time. But the bottom line is the Tesla does have the ability to drive itself under certain conditions, and you can pay extra for what they call full self-driving. That's a bit of an exaggeration, honestly, but it's a higher level of autonomous driving. And what it's interesting about this wreck, first of all, it's a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Right.
Two people died in a car accident. This was in Spring, Texas,
yep,
near Houston, just a couple of weeks ago. And it made national headlines for that very reason. There was, according to the police, no one behind the wheel. Literally, the driver's seat was empty, is what the police said.
Mm-hmm.
And so the speculation on that is the doctor who had just bought this new car was taking his best friend for a drive, and like guys can do sometimes, is say, hey, check this out, let me show you what it can do, and climbed into the back seat, and there was nobody driving the car when it accelerated, hit a, ran off the road in a cul-de-sac at high speed, burst into flames, and two people died in the wreck.
Yeah. Hit a tree.
And again, that speculation that that's what happened, because there's a big dispute about this, and Tesla has come out, even their CEO, Elon Musk, has come out saying that basically we don't think that's what happened, that autopilot could not have come on in those conditions, that it doesn't work where there are not striped roads. This car does not have full self-driving. They didn't pay for that when they bought it.
Hmm.
And he, basically said that's not what happened. He's disagreeing with the police. So I don't know who to believe in this situation. I think it'll probably end up going to court.
Right.
But it raises some really interesting questions, and one of the big ones is how much responsibility does the company that built the car hold when something like that happens?
Mm-hmm.
If people are able to, for whatever reason, bypass the security systems that are in it and trick the car into driving autonomously when it's not supposed to, or when the system malfunctions and causes injuries and death, how much responsibility does the car company hold? And that's something that we haven't figured out. The courts are going to have to figure out. Legislation's probably going to have to be passed as these become more and more common. But that's a major, major question mark right now.
We're talking with Derek Price. Derek writes the Car Gazing column you see in the Herald Banner, and it's syndicated nationally. When I first came across this story, I was just really surprised that at any level that there is that capability in some of these cars on the street right now. And of course, it's tragic that the two men in the car died, but what might have been even more tragic is if they had crashed into someone else and that person, that driver, had been killed. And so it kind of, calls into question the safety of these cars on the street. This is where we are, and as you say, Elon Musk claims that he has data from the car that shows it was not in autopilot at the time.
Yep, Absolutely, yeah. So they're disputing what the police say. The police say they're 100% sure no one was behind the wheel.
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting situation, and it raises all kinds of questions. And this self-driving technology, or it's similar to the Tesla Autopilot, that's not just on electric cars. It's available on all sorts of different cars mm-hmm. nowadays, some of which are more capable than others.
Tesla says Autopilot was not engaged, but adaptive cruise control was engaged. So there's something called adaptive cruise control, which is a step down from autopilot.
So
this thing is going to be probably, as you say, hashed out in the courts for quite some time. And what it's going to be fascinating to learn what really happened. Sounds like, and we're almost out of time, that does the legislature need to take some hand in this as to what is legal for drivers to do?
I think they're going to have to at some point, and there's a lot of lobbying going on right now by various groups. The companies that make these self-driving systems, they want as little liability as possible, basically.
Well, yeah.
And the problem is nobody's going to want to develop them if they're going to be on the hook to pay the bills for every accident that happens with cars with these systems. So I think, there are going to be a lot of lawsuits, and the more of these crashes that happen, the more expensive it's going to be for the companies that build them to defend. And there's going to have to be some kind of legislation that hashes out exactly who is responsible and how much the designers of these systems bear responsibility for crashes that happen while they're engaged.
Okay. Derek, thanks for, we're out of time, so thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone live this morning.
Thank you, John Mark.
Derek Price with the Car Gazing column in Green Chute Media in Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.